USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump was acquitted Saturday in his second impeachment trial by a 57-43 vote, the Senate finding him not guilty of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump defense lawyer Bruce Castor says House impeachment managers left several holes in their case. He tells Fox News that multiple aspects of their arguments were working against them.
They failed miserably on all sorts of grounds, not the least of which is the jurisdiction over somebody out of office. The Constitution is quite plain that once you're out of office, that's the only active remedy upon the bringing of an impeachment article. And then, of course, they were wrong on the law as it relates to the First Amendment and due process. They even blew it when they wrote the article of impeachment by failing to break it out into counts. So any one of those things was a loser for them.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
With the impeachment trial for former President Trump in the rearview mirror, many in Congress are looking to move forward to other issues, like a COVID relief bill. But Congressman Andrew Garbarino believes that will be a very partisan piece of legislation. The New York Republican tells Fox News there doesn't seem to be any effort from the other side of the aisle to want to negotiate over that bill.
As we just saw this past week with the COVID relief package, the Democrats would not accept any Republican amendment in any committee. This bill is going to be a partisan bill. I would be very surprised if, you know, any Republicans, if there are just a handful that vote to support it. It is as partisan as can be, and I think that's what we're looking at right now. It doesn't look like there's any negotiation on the other side coming from the Speaker's office. I think it's her way or the highway from what she's doing right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Following the acquittal of President Trump Saturday, Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt explained his issues with the impeachment proceedings, telling reporters that he believed that there was no precedent to impeach a president after they'd left office.
It was my view when we started, and it's my view now, that the purpose of presidential impeachment is to remove a person from office, not to punish an individual who is no longer in office. There are other ways to do that if others think that's appropriate. This is a political process. Nobody argues that. But from a constitutional point of view, frankly, I thought the House managers made a mistake by assuming that because all the Democrats and a handful of Republicans had voted that we had jurisdiction to never argue with those of us who thought we didn't have jurisdiction why we were wrong. I think my personal view is the Constitution is clear on that. I think the people I work for, if you ask people in Missouri who've thought about this, what the purpose of impeachment would be, 9 out of 10 of them would say to remove someone from office, not to punish somebody who previously served in office.
And in top 25 action on the college hardwood Saturday, number 1 Gonzaga handled San Francisco 100-61. Number 19 Creighton dropped number 5 Villanova 86-70. Arkansas upset number 10 Missouri 86-81 in overtime. And number 25 Rutgers beat Northwestern 64-50. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.